My lord, in this case, my learned friend, Mr. Maltravers, appears for the defense, and I appear for the money. The case would appear to be a simple one, my lord. The prosecution will endeavor to prove that the snivelling, depraved, cowardly wretch whom you see cowering before you returned home on the night of the 14th of July in a particularly vicious and unpleasant frame of mind, had words with his wife, and then deliberately assaulted his pet ostrich by throwing a watering can at it. A watering can, a large cylindrical tin-plated vessel with a perforated pouring piece much used by the lower classes for the purpose of artificially moistening the surface soil.
Thank you, Mr. Bartlett. Your knowledge is inexhaustible.
You are very gracious, my lad, if I may continue.
The ostrich, my lad,
a large, hairy, flightless bird, resident in Africa, remarkable for its speed in running and much prized for its feathers.
A kind of kookaburra.
No, my lad.
The ostrich, taking fright, flew out of the window and landed on a passing ice cream cart.
Oh, that cart!
Ice cream cart, my lad. Ice cream, an artificial cream substitute, sweetened, flavoured and frozen, originally invented by the Mohican Indians as an antidote to trench foot.
Thank you, my lad, if I may be allowed to continue.
And landed on a passing ice cream cart, thereby causing a small dollop of ice cream.
I beg your pardon, my lad, I'm afraid I was trying to clear my throat. Thereby causing a small portion of ice cream to fall on the plaintiff, Mr. Sidney Buttle, a dwarf, who was hopping past at the time. Thereby soiling Mr. Buttle's new suit. Those, quite simply, are the facts of the case, my lad. A very straightforward one, as I think we will all agree. It would appear that the rule laid down in Pritchard against the East Halifax Fishbone Glue Manufacturing Company would apply.
Was that the case of the slug and the lemonade bottle, Mr. Buttle?
No, my lad, it was the case of the human cannonball and the kiwi.
Ah, that was the kookaburra.
No, my lad.
I think his lordship is thinking of White against Phillips, Mr. Partlet, the case of the aborigine who was about to launch his boomerang at a dingo that was chasing his kangaroo, had his attention distracted by a lunging kookaburra, causing him to release the boomerang which struck a passing cobber in the outback. An Australian case, my lad.